In the lunchtime edition, the police arrest 6 people and seize more than $4.5 million worth of marijuana, along with a boat and a car, in a Christchurch drug operation. A man who was recently released from prison in custody again after a stabbing spree in which some of his neighbors, as well as a store attendant, were injured, and the Rural and Urban Development Commissions being merged as part of a government streamlining exercise under the BERT program. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The police have arrested 6 people and seized more than $4.5 million worth of what's suspected to be marijuana in a Christchurch operation. A release from the Barbados Police Service says that last Sunday, February the 9th, members of the Narcotics Division and other law enforcement agencies conducted a drug operation at Welch's Beach, Christchurch. They seized a number of packages of what's described as vegetable matter weighing 566.9 kilograms with a street value of $4,535,000. 6 people are in custody, and a vessel and a vehicle were also seized. Well, a man who was recently released from prison is back in custody after a stabbing spree in which some of his neighbors, as well as a store attendant, were injured. Starcom Network News understands the assailant is the man whose knife attack on a store attendant yesterday was captured in a viral video that has been making the rounds on social media. We understand that the man who lives at Husband's Garden, St. James, had been jailed for an attack on one of his neighbors and was released from prison only on Saturday. Our information is that on Sunday, he allegedly threatened the couple yet again, the same neighbors that he had been jailed for allegedly attacking, and after displaying certain behavior, was sent to the psychiatric hospital in Black Rock. But we are told he escaped from the psychiatric hospital, went to a nearby convenience store to purchase a knife, stabbed the attendant there in the mouth, left that location, and went to the neighborhood where he lived, and again attacked his neighbors, stabbing a man multiple times and injuring the man's wife before being subdued by neighbors who held him until police arrived. Both the assailant and the man he stabbed were transported to hospital. Well, the Rural and Urban Development Commissions are being merged as part of a government streamlining exercise under the BERT program. The plan was outlined by the acting Prime Minister, Dr. William Duguid, as he tabled in the House of Assembly the Rural and Urban Development Bill, which merges the two agencies into what Dr. Duguid says will be a single fit-for-purpose state agency.
It will also repeal the Rural Development Commission Act and the Urban Development Commission Act. So essentially, Mr. Speaker, today we come to do something that is not often done in this honorable chamber. That is to join two state-owned enterprises to make one state-owned enterprise. And what we intend to do today is to take the best of both of them, both of these legislations, and put them together to make a better, robust, and more fit-for-purpose Rural and Urban Development Commission.
The staff of the agencies can opt to stay with the new entity or accept voluntary separation packages. This is the Lunchtime Edition. Well, Barbados's new state-of-the-art fire service headquarters at the Pine St. Michael is expected to be completed by the end of April this year, with officials highlighting key upgrades. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams toured the facility and spoke about the reasons behind the $3.5 million increase in costs from the initial $30 million tender price. He explained that adjustments were necessary to improve safety and efficiency.
We have had some hiccups. One of the major hiccups was in relation to the windows and the specs for the windows. We had to make a decision, and our decision was let us increase the specs on the glass so we don't need shutters. It's necessary for the persons who are in here to be able to see out in an emergency situation. So we upped the spec of the glass to give us what we wanted, and safety, efficiency, functionality took precedence over trying to stick to the narrow confines of the budget. The price that we're expecting for the completion is not significantly over what the tender price was, and I'm comfortable with the reasons for it. I am impressed by the thought that went into the building. And the good thing about here as well is this is designed that when we get in the hurricane season, if a system is approaching, the bulk of the fire service tenders and the ambulances can actually come and take shelter in here, and this is rated to withstand it in Category 5.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, the Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard believes this new fire station will significantly improve response times. He also revealed that over 100 personnel will be attached to the new facility.
What it provides for us is the opportunity to serve the community in a more efficient manner. Outside of the city, currently we have the port station, and that combined with this station here will allow us to not only serve the people in the Pine, but increase our response time, because the port will respond to anything in the Bridgetown area, and we will supplement that response. Going into town is generally easier than coming out of town, especially in high traffic periods. We have about 60 persons attached to the Bridgetown Fire Station. There's another 25, 30 persons to the support staff. That is the headquarters. And we will also be sharing the premises with the ambulance service. And they carry about 5 crews, so they will have about 15 to 20 persons on duty at any one time. So over 100 persons we will be able to carry.
The Chief Fire Officer, Errol Maynard. The CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, is pleading with the government not to use agricultural land for housing projects. He was speaking on the sidelines of a technical meeting in Queen's Park today to finalize arrangements for AgriFest 2025.
Many very land that we need to use to grow crops with, we're going to take it and pour concrete on it because of the fact that somebody can make millions of dollars off of it. And then imagine saying that we need housing. Walk, I want just people to drive around in the country and see that many of the houses that they have built, for all of the fact that you need so much housing, a lot of them sit down and occupy, go in Christchurch, and you can see it, right? And then when you go in certain urban communities in St. Michael, you can see large amounts of unoccupied housing, right? This thing about trying to create these new green sites, we don't have as much land as we think.
The CEO of the BAS, James Paul. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to face fierce resistance from Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House today in their first meeting since the U.S. president proposed moving Gaza's population to Jordan. Jordan, a key U.S. ally, has been treading a tightrope between its military and diplomatic ties and popular support for the Palestinians at home. Those fault lines, already tested by the Gaza war, are being pushed to breaking point by Mr. Trump's plans for Gaza's peace. He has expanded on his demand that Gazans be moved to Jordan and Egypt, telling a Fox News anchor that they would not have the right to return home, a vision that, if enforced, would contravene international law. On Monday, he said he might withhold aid to Jordan and Egypt if they did not take in Palestinian refugees. Our top stories. The Barbados police arrest 6 people and seize more than $4.5 million worth of what's believed to be marijuana, more than half a ton, along with a boat and a car, in a Christchurch drug operation. A man who was recently released from prison, back in custody, after a stabbing spree in which some of his neighbors, as well as a store attendant, were injured. The Rural and Urban Development Commission's being merged as part of a government streamlining exercise under the BERT program. Barbados' new state-of-the-art Fire Service headquarters at the Pine, expected to be completed by the end of April, and U.S. President Trump facing a showdown with Jordan over his Gaza plan. The Lunchtime Edition. From Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.